Good morning, Covenant family. Over the last few summers, we have sought to create different kinds of gatherings. Well, this was initiated by COVID and our inability to gather inside. It has also created space for us to reflect on our times together. What is the purpose of our gatherings? What is missing from our typical way of gathering? How might we be able to draw on some of our Anabaptist values to do things differently? And what have we potentially lost over the last few summers by emphasizing off-site ventures? That reflection has led to us attempting something a little different on Sunday mornings this coming summer. I'm going to share some of those thoughts and try to paint a picture of what we'll be trying this summer on this, today's Covenant Weekly for June 11th, 2024. For most of us, a Sunday morning format that looks like what we have on most Sunday mornings is all we've experienced. Whether we were raised Roman Catholic or Protestant, in a liturgical setting or a more free church style, whether it was traditional or contemporary, the church formats we are used to have a front area, usually raised, where the drama of the service takes place. And it has a series of rows, padded chairs or pews, where the congregation or audience observes and responds to the drama at the front. There is a level of participation in readings, singing, or confessing together, but for the most part, it's a presenter-audience engagement. I won't get into all the historical things that have led to this format, but I will say that some of them are theological, shaped by concerns about whether or not individuals can approach God without mediation. Some of the reasons are intellectual, shaped by the university, where those in the know were set above the learners with an emphasis on imparting knowledge. Some of the reasons are cultural, a contemporary church emphasis on drawing a crowd and people embracing a desire to be entertained. I won't critique any of those things in our typical format. It's what I am used to just as much as anyone else. Maybe more so. But it is good to note that the limited pictures of gatherings in the New Testament don't look much like our typical gatherings. There doesn't even seem to be one picture of what gatherings looked like for the first Jesus followers. Yes, some people were teachers, and there was teaching. But our model of teaching is relatively new in world history, so teaching probably didn't look like it does now. And there was music. Likely even musicians, but the ideal of a formal team leading things is pretty new in church history. The New Testament picture seems to include food in a way that we don't have, and the emphasis seemed to be on gathering as a family in community. I don't know about your family, but when mine gets together, it isn't in rows with a presentation from the front. It's a lot more chaotic than that. In our Anabaptist tradition, one of the things that was embraced early on was a conviction that reading and understanding scripture wasn't left up only to the professionals. Anabaptists have practiced something called community hermeneutic. It means that to rightly discern and live out the way of Jesus together, which was and is the true end goal of engaging with the Bible, we need to hear each other's voices. Anabaptists believe that the Spirit of God was in all who are in Christ, and that God speaks through the community as we wrestle with scripture, reason, life experience, and tradition to guide us. It doesn't negate the idea that some have had more formal training than others, but it refused to put a limit to God speaking by only letting those people share. Over the past few years, when we've done different kinds of gatherings, we have sought to emphasize the familial nature of our gatherings. In doing so, we've not been online in the summers. In the past, we never shared our gatherings online, so this wasn't thought about much. What we've realized, though, is our world has changed. Several for whom online connection had been a lifeline suddenly lost that lifeline when we stopped streaming over the summer. We've been wrestling with how we could, during the summer, emphasize the familial nature of the church gathering, give space for God to speak through the community, and maintain a connection with those who aren't able to gather in person. Here is what we've come up with. Most of our summer gatherings will be held at our church building at 95 Robert Street East. However, when you come into our main gathering space, it will look somewhat different. Other than our Inspire Celebration Sunday, we aren't planning on using our sound system or the screens. There will be rows of chairs, but they'll be set up more in the round so that we'll be facing each other. There will be a few tables set up around the outside of space for kids or adults to color, or just for people to set their coffee on. Yes, there will still be coffee each week. And if you want to bring some napkin-friendly snacks to share, you are welcome to. The musicians for the week will be more integrated among those gathered rather than on the stage. Then, rather than a formal sermon, we'll read scripture together. Our theme for the summer is Jesus and we'll read about Jesus and children, or Jesus and tables, or Jesus and religion. We're going to have a variety of things. After we read the text together, we may give some contextual background to the text, but then rather than presenting everything, we will facilitate a conversation. We'll follow the same basic question format each week to keep things moving and on track. There'll be space for your questions and for respectful conversation around how Jesus' interactions help guide us in how we should live well today. We're planning on getting the themes and texts for each week out to you in advance so that you can read ahead if you'd like. And we'll follow the same flow of questions each week so you'll get a sense of how the conversation will go. Not wanting to forget those who connect online, we are going to have one camera set up and one microphone in the middle of the room each week. This should allow those online to see and hear the music and conversation. We'll live stream on YouTube and have someone watching the comments so that those online can contribute to the conversation. Once the service is over, however, the service will no longer be available online. We hope this encourages and fosters freedom in the conversation. I'll also mention that this is most of the summer format, but there will be some exceptions to this schedule. On July 14th, we'll have our Inspire Celebration Sunday, which will look different. On July 28th, we'll be off-site and not online because we'll be participating in the Church in the Pines service. On August 11th, we'll be doing this format, but we'll be including a baby dedication as a part of our time together. And there may be one other off-site gathering that we're still trying to schedule. But most weeks, between June 30th and the beginning of September, this is the structure that we'll be trying to follow. I was thinking about this format and how it compares to other formats of church gathering. I thought about it through the lens of musical concerts. You know, we could imagine that formal liturgical gatherings are kind of like performances by a symphony, or like attending the opera, where there is a response from the audience, but there are also expectations and mores that it takes time to learn. Larger contemporary church gatherings are kind of like a rock show, where it's less formal, but almost all of the audience participation is driven by what happens on the stage. Smaller church contemporary gatherings might be like small venue or house concerts, where there's more interaction and give and take, but the attention is focused at the front. We're hoping this summer will be like participating in a maritime ceilidh or a kitchen party, where we gather in community to participate in making the music together at whatever level we are comfortable. There will be a host and some guidance, but we're focused on what we can create, learn, and discern in community. I'm looking forward to participating in these times together with you this summer. As you prepare for that, as you look forward to that, whether it's looking forward with optimism or with trepidation, I am praying for you, and I pray that God will bless you richly this week. God bless. Go in peace.